Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right. Good meeting. Said a little pre-show meeting. It's always good. Usually pretty
good. Is it ever not bitching?
No. That's
even,
pretty...
even we'll come back from vacation in January. It will be non-bitching? No, it'll be bitching.
I don't think so.
It'll be bitching. No.
That's really, it's all on those meeting agendas.
Exactly.
Right. Item one, bitching.
Bitching. Maybe some planning.
No,
on this show,
just bitching.
We have to plan something. We our buddy Paul Mercurio's flight got canceled from New York last night. He's flying out of LaGuardia at 11 o'clock. He texted me, and I didn't know. I went to bed, and apparently they canceled the flight, right?
Yeah, he's not leaving. He leaves at like 6 o'clock.
But Paul's going to start tonight at the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com, to see Colbert writer and stand-up comedian, very funny dude, Paul Mercurio. But we will have Sean Ganant and
Greg Waller.
Yeah, I know that Sean's in town for sure. And Greg just drives from St. Louis, right?
No, he flew up.
Oh, he did.
He flew up yesterday afternoon. He's leaving like at noon today. He just coming in to see us.
Coming in to do the show. That's big time.
Bringing in Dick Harp with him.
Bringing in Dick. Exactly. But, and they'll be actually here early, right? 7 or so?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And Paul Mercurio.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll join us tomorrow.
Yeah. So, and we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast. I tweeted out a couple things last night that weren't political. I just, here's two things I won't watch, and I'm sure you guys agree with this. I will never turn this on. Joe Scarborough from MSNBC, I guess they told him on his morning show here, I'm pointing to the TV, we have it on, don't ever talk soccer again because nobody gives a crap. But, you know, he's a big, that's what I hate about soccer more than anything, is the big European fans. Because that's
English,
the NFL. Yeah, that's the NFL of the soccer. I get it, but we don't care. You know? I mean, if you're going to root for soccer, why don't you just root for the Kansas City Football Club or the Seattle Sounders? I think that's their name.
Those aren't the best of the best.
Whatever. They're good. They're good. But it's U.S. soccer, right?
No, but the best is, if you talk to a soccer snob.
That's what these guys are.
Your English Premier League is the one. That's where the best soccer players are.
Joe Scarborough will host a new MSN, this is a sports network, NBC SN series about Premier Soccer. And I said, I will never turn this on. And then apparently it's at Loudwire, which is a Twitter, which is a rock and roll site. It's a great site. But it says Dave Mustaine guest on Country Song with Brett Kiesel, and I said, I don't want to hear this. It says you have to hear it. It says you have to hear this. I said, I don't want to hear this.
I don't have to.
And I never have to hear that, and I will
Brett
not listen
Kiesel?
To that. Yeah.
Isn't that an ex-Steeler?
No, that's...
Was that guy, didn't he play for the Steelers?
Well, is that, no, it's Kiesel, but I don't think it's the same guy, is it? Because I don't want to hear that either. He's
well, now
retired.
I got to go read the damn story and find out.
He's a retired Steeler, you know.
Oh, Brett Kiesel.
Kiesel, yeah.
Different, yeah.
Please.
Different, nah, different guy.
I'd be pissed if Kiesel, although he's a mountain man.
There's that dude that had that big long beard.
That's him, yeah. He's still in Pittsburgh. He's just retired now. We mentioned Sean Gannett and Greg Warren will be here. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Also, we need something new to watch, and I started watching on Netflix last night that new series called Godless. Not a laugh a minute, I'll tell you that.
Who's in that?
Jeff Daniels is the bad guy. It's 1884, the West, and it's brutal. Brutal. Not your feel-good show. Not your feel-good Western. A lot of death in the first episode. But it's fun. It's escapism if you want to be... It always reminds me of Seth MacFarlane's comedy, which was great, A Million Ways to Die in the West. The West doesn't look fun at all.
No.
1884 in the West, this is when it starts. It just looks brutal. I mean, besides people dying, people hanging, people shooting each other, it's just, it's brutal.
I think the best...
That's when the times were the best, 1884.
No,
I shouldn't say that. The slaves were free then.
Yeah, the best portrayal of the Old West was probably Unforgiven, where Clint Eastwood is the killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you feel about this movie, too.
And he's not a killer with a heart of gold.
No.
He's just a son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right.
I always thought Blazing Saddles is pretty
And Blazing Saddles is pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty true to life. Yeah.
That, too.
No, Unforgiven's a great movie. You're right. When they just do real stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't make it.
But I suggest it, especially for dudes. I don't think it's a rough sit for chicks. I'm just guessing. In general... Your ladies will not watch, considering there's like a people hanging right in the first episode.
I just got through. And this is typically not something I would go for, but I had read some good reviews on Netflix. The Punisher.
Yeah, I do.
Not,
is it good?
No aliens, no supernatural, no nothing. It's just a.
Well, they kill his family, right?
Yeah.
Thomas Jane was in the movie, right?
Yeah, Thomas Jane did the movie.
Yeah, I think I've seen parts of the movie before.
The guy that did this was on The Walking Dead in the first couple of seasons, and it's again, same thing as this. Very violent, very, you know, bloody, but really good. I liked it.
It's winter where we live, and that's what people do. They just stay in their houses and watch TV all winter long. if you live down south and listen to us somewhere and really where it's warm, sorry about that.
That's a good sex story, too. Right. The Punisher.
Yeah.
You see it pop up on the web. Get yourself
is
the Punisher.
Word good? Is the word good a good sex toy?
Yeah,
the
I
Punisher.
Guess, yeah, it's all relative. All now, I tried, but I lost interest in the
what?
Backswing to
in
watch
what?
A Netflix documentary on? Because I'd read about this.
Don't say Bitcoin.
Yeah, from a long time ago.
Good.
It was not the Bitcoin one. I passed on that. But there's an old investigative reporter that wrote for all kinds of magazines. Gay is his first name. Gay Talese.
Oh, Gay Talese. Yeah. Famous reporter. Famous writer, I should say.
Apparently, years ago,
your kid gay anymore.
He talked to some guy, had extensive interviews with some guy who ran a hotel in Aurora, Colorado, but he built this little walkway so he could watch people.
I stopped on that because, you know, when you stop on Netflix, the preview goes on forever.
Yeah.
And I watched the preview. I said, this looks good, but it looks pretty intense. And I didn't click on it.
Right.
Is it good?
It's called Voyeur.
It's a true story.
It is. It is a true story.
That's a creep, man.
I don't think the hotel is there anymore because they built a model of it, you know, and they keep going back to it. But I only lasted about 20 minutes because I'm thinking, you know, this guy's just a creep.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get dough into that dude's brain, man.
I didn't want to get to know him too well.
And he's free, right? He's out and about. I don't think he spent much time in jail.
No.
The interviews are with him. He's free, right?
Yeah,
he's just an old dude, right?
If I'd watched a little further, I'd find out.
I think he regrets it, too.
What the deal was.
He had walkways. You could look down into every room in the hotel and see people having sex.
Yeah,
he did that for years, right?
He took a year to renovate that hotel.
Yep. And opened it up with walkways.
Yeah, make it all nice and padded, and he would watch them through the vents.
Was this
all you got to do is type in amateur porn on your new porn site, and you can see the same
thing. Well, you didn't have that back in 1980.
No, you did not.
Was this a DIY project? Because I'm thinking if there was a contractor involved,
yes,
somebody had to say, hey, this is kind of creepy.
Yes, I did learn that in the 20 minutes I watched, that he had to do all the work himself because he didn't want anybody else to know.
I was going
to
say, because if...
What's this for?
If anybody else was involved and they didn't say anything, that's on them.
Nope, he did all the work himself. You know, for that reason.
Now, do they reenact some of the scenes, right, from the previews I saw?
Yeah.
And is everybody pretty decent looking? Because that's the fact. A hotel like that, which was an asshole, it looked like. It was a motor hotel, basically.
Yeah.
The doors are right out to the parking lot, right?
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Okay, yeah.
Middle of town.
It would be actually a motel. It was a motel at the time. There had to be a lot of horrible people you were looking down at.
And the only sex scene I saw, they just showed the back of a chick. And he talked about, well, watch this woman give a guy some Zotom.
Some Zotom, got it. They used Zotom back then. I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, they did.
They used Zotom.
I guess that's been around for a while.
So yeah, that's not any good. I look good, but it's pretty, like you said, it's intense sometimes.
Yeah, it might be one of those things where you really have to be in the mood for it.
Well, I'm telling you, when you watch Godless, too, don't watch it before you turn the TV off and go to sleep, because it's a pretty intense show. If you get a chance to watch it, I think you guys would enjoy that. Craig Evans will be here. Craig never watches anything. He just walks past the TV.
Once in a while, he walks
past
the TV.
His whole life, by the way. He hasn't seen famous movies. Hey, he doesn't see TV shows.
He's never intentionally watched anything.
Anything.
He just happened to be walking by and it caught his eye.
Yeah, I understand how, and being busy nowadays with kids, his kids are grown, but so he's a busy dude. You got ping pong club and frisbee and everything like that.
Once in a while, you know.
But I'm just saying, yeah. It just amazes me how nobody. There's difference between being like people that are stuck in front of the TV, that you know I try not to do, but there's also difference between that and difference between never paying attention to anything on TV.
Well, he reads.
And that's great.
Credit to him, though. He
watches C-SPAN,
he
and that, don't tell me that's any good.
No, he watches C-SPAN 2.
Yeah.
The Deuce.
And yeah. He will text us once in a while and alert us that he's watching C-SPAN 2.
Yeah, I was watching Army-Navy. I didn't want to switch over.
If he sends a text.
I support the troops.
It's usually good.
All right.
If I was watching nothing, I wouldn't have turned over to C-SPAN 2.
Thank you. I couldn't do it.
If I was watching paint dry, I would have stuck with the paint.
And I don't care who was on, I ain't watching C-SPAN 2.
I trust Craig. He's not going to tell you to watch something. He rarely steers you wrong.
I didn't turn over.
Even if it is C-SPAN.
I was sitting in front of the couch. I was one click away from going to C-SPAN 2. And I was on that text chain, too. I just never went over. I just said, I'm watching football.
Even if it's a channel you've never heard of.
Very commercial, I didn't flip over.
Yeah. Craig, I'll take his advice. I'll take his advice.
You will.
And give it a shot every time.
All right, you will. Sean Gannat, Greg Warren later on this morning. Paul Mercurio will be in town tonight in case you want to go to the Funny Bone. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. He's just going to fly in this afternoon. His flight.
But he's a scratch
from
for
New York
the show
City
today.
Was canceled, right?
But he'll be up here tomorrow.
Knowing him, he'll probably give us a call, too, later on. And a Petey Mack, a little sports. What's the game tonight? Oh, I ain't watching it. It's Skyview.
It's
that stuff's
Titans
horrible.
Titans and Niners?
No, Denver.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
Ain't watching it.
Titans Broncos.
That Sky thing. I had to watch all that crap 2 weeks ago with the Steelers.
Check it.
It's yeah.
I want to say it's Colts and Broncos.
It is Colts and Broncos.
Which is
Colts
totally,
and Broncos. Yes, you're right.
Totally unnecessary game.
No,
nothing. Neither team has a shot in hell, and it's Skyview. And that view is horrible. The whole game.
Two teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Broncos at Indy.
Have a whiff at the playoffs.
They ain't going to get anybody watching that.
They're doing a video game camera point of view.
I had to watch it 2 weeks ago. The Steelers were there. It was annoying as hell. You can't tell when they get first downs. Once in a great while during a regular game, it works. But it's the whole game.
The entire game.
It's for Madden guys. And guys that even... I was tweeting that night and emailing and Facebook and whatever, all that crap. And there were a lot of guys said, listen, if I want to play Madden, I'd play Madden. You know, I want to watch a damn game. I want to watch a damn game. All right, Craig Evans and a few. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.